Hi there, hospitality fans. Welcome back to SMEC's BreakTech. Today, I had the great pleasure of chatting with Emma Sleit, head of content at the world's 50 best hotels. She let us in on some of the secrets behind the nomination and voting process, her favorite moments of the award show, and of course, on her breakouts. Enjoy the show. Hi, Emma. Thank you very much for joining me on Break Time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is there a routine that you have with your team if you're not starring on a podcast?
Oh my goodness, absolutely not. Every day I would say is different. I'm sure everyone answers like that actually. But it really depends whether we're in the office working remotely or whether we're in a location for a live event. So if we're on location for a live event, it's no holds bar. The schedule changes every single day, and we keep in touch a lot through WhatsApp groups because we're often in different parts of the city doing rehearsals or setting up for a live event or capturing some content of a signature session that might be happening or a meet the hoteliers event or a press conference, and we'll generally be sort of like ships in the night coming together for those big main celebrations. In the office, gosh, I feel like everyone's office is a little bit of the same mix, right? Bit of meetings, bit of admin, bit of strategy, bit of prep, all that good stuff.
That's approximately what it looks like here as well. But then once in a while we get together and then it's really nice and fun. So Emma, you're the head of content at the world's 50 best hotels, one of the hottest awards for hotels. I imagine it slightly like the Oscars. Is that what it's like?
That is also how I see it too. It is the Oscars of the hotel awards in our eyes. So very much so. It's very young as part of the 50 best family. So it only launched 2 years ago. So we've just had our second year, which is extremely exciting. But it really is an opportunity to recognize, celebrate, and bring together an incredibly diverse network of hoteliers from across the globe into one space to really reward and say congratulations for their incredible work. So it's definitely feels like the Oscars on the night. There are great dresses, there is a red carpet, there is sparkling wine, there is, of course, trophies.
Sounds amazing and very intriguing. Before we get to all the glamorousness in detail, can you tell us a little bit about your work as head of content?
Sure. So my role as head of content is, of course, to look after the content relating to the world's 50 best hotels and the world's 50 best bars. So my team focuses on the production of content, so shooting with hotels around the world, also gathering content for use on our social media platforms. We commission a lot of articles. We write a lot of articles for our editorial site online, which also in turn help build our newsletter, which goes out to all of our subscribers. And then in addition to that, I manage the Worldwide Academy of Voters. So those are the academy chairs that head up our different regions around the world that helps to form the worldwide voting panel that then eventually the results of those votes produce the list.
Wow. Okay. And what got you personally into hospitality in the first place?
Gosh, I feel like there's a lot of similar people in hospitality, but I feel as though it's very natural for people's first jobs to be in hospitality if you like being around people and you enjoy that non-stop atmosphere. So I grew up actually probably with it in my blood. So on my mother's side, my grandparents were publicans. Mm-hmm. So she grew up in a little village pub in a place, a little English town called Wellow. Didn't rub off on her though. She actually doesn't drink really very much. and then my first job was as a waitress, as I think a lot of people in an Italian restaurant with a very angry Italian chef who taught me all about cappuccinos and Chianti and at what point of the day you should be drinking those. I worked in an opera house as well in silver service, which is where I learned a lot about wine and had the enormous privilege of being exposed to a lot of very, very nice wine, as I'm sure you can imagine. And then I sort of moved into the blogging world and the writing world. So I started as a food a food and travel writer. So I had a blog and I used to do restaurant reviews and wine pairings with recipes and coming up with different servings, things like that. And eventually I did a lot of travel writing and found myself always focusing on the hotels or the food or the wine as part of that trip. So the move into sort of this more hospitality focused world seemed like a very natural one from my perspective. And then, yes, I was at Marks & Spencer, if you know it, as the head of content for a good few many years. So having gone brand side, it's now absolutely incredible to be back in the thick of it, of the community that hospitality brings with 50 Best. So it's a really wonderful community to be a part of.
Nice. I also spotted on your LinkedIn that you are a professional sommelier.
I am, yes. I trained with the International Association of Sommeliers. Oh gosh, it was a fair few years ago now. But stemming from, I got irritated when someone else got handed the wine list at the table. And I thought, well, if I'm going to get it, I should probably know what I'm at least a little bit have an inkling of what I'm about. So yeah, it's a fabulous world to be in, the world of wine.
Did that happen before or after your time as a blogger or somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between, I think. Yes. Mm-hmm. So sort of about, I would say it was about 5 years ago now that I did it.
And I, as well, can you tell us what a cheese associate is?
Yes. So during lockdown, I got a little frustrated and I was searching for something new to do or something new to learn. And I thought, hey, wine, cheese, great combination. Associate of Cheese is an entry level. So there are stages of cheese qualifications. If you study very hard and take all the exams, you can be a Master of Cheese, which would be enormously exciting. But I took the entry level during pandemic because I loved the idea of being a box of cheese every week to examine, identify.
I didn't know this existed.
Exactly. And also to learn about all the cool jobs within the cheese industry, like I think they're called affumeurs, but their job is to age cheese. And I love that as a job. So it was a wonderful little diversion into the world of cheese.
Cool. Very exciting. So you are a real pro, not only in hotel and restaurant recommendations, but also in wines and cheese. We've seen a lot of pretty pictures of the recent 50 Best Award show. Mm-hmm. One of our hosts got lucky and got to be there at the big gala. I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of stuff that happens before the big night. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, it probably comes as no surprise that to put on an international event that's attended by people from all over the world, plus media, plus VIPs, plus all of the wonderful sponsors and partner brands, it takes a little bit of time. So we as a team start working on it, gosh, a year in advance sometimes, thinking about trends, thinking about improvements, and also really evaluating each event. How did it work? Where would we want to see improvements? We also send out a survey to everyone who attended, so the hoteliers, the brand sponsors, everybody, and our internal team, just to sort of get some feedback on specific events, what they'd like to see more of, what they'd like to see less of, and really we use that to help build the program a year ahead. So we're already thinking about what we might do next year, which is exciting.
Okay. How does that work on the side of the nominees? How does the whole process work? I think you call your jury the Academy, just like at the Oscars.
I hadn't actually made that connection. I'm not entirely sure that's deliberate, but we can say it is for the purposes of today. So quite simply put, the list is the result of the votes of this Global Academy. And the Global Academy is made up of 600 international well-traveled experts. So that's a mix of travel journalists, hoteliers themselves, and well-traveled globetrotters, essentially. That panel has a 50-50 gender balance, and it's refreshed a minimum of 25% every single year to keep to keep it fresh, to keep it dynamic, and ultimately to keep it relevant as well. So we have 9 Academy chairs who are based in different regions of the world, and their job is to recruit credible voters from their region. And then each of those voters has 7 votes to cast, and they have to cast those for their very best experiences in hotels over the past 18 months. So we're very strict about that we don't have any criteria for what we consider best. So we don't impose any criteria on the voters. It really is ultimately down to their personal impressions of what they feel was their very best experience. Because, I mean, my experience of what I might consider a best hotel would be completely different to yours. And you would put different emphasis on a myriad of different things. It could be the design of the hotel that you're most preoccupied with, or the service or the amenities that they offer, or where the food and beverages outlets that are part of the hotel. So we give voters ultimate freedom and independence in deciding what their best experiences are. And it's completely confidential and it's completely anonymous. So the only public facing voters are those 9 Academy chairs. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is confidential and anonymous. And even the Academy chairs don't know who their panel has voted for. So it's all a surprise for everybody on the night when the results are announced.
Exciting.
I think so, yes.
How can a hotel effectively raise attention to the jury? Is there a possibility?
It really is. There's no tried and tested way. Because the voters are anonymous, apart from the Academy chairs, it's impossible to know if somebody who's coming to your hotel is a voter or not. So we get asked a lot, how do I get on the list? How do I nominate myself? Fundamentally, we have a strict rule that there are no self-nominations. So a hotel can't request to be part of the list. They can't nominate themselves to be considered to be added to the list. It is quite literally down to those individual votes. So the only thing we ever say is encouraging hotels to give the very best experience that they can possibly do to each individual guest. And just to see the award byproduct of their good work rather than the focus of what they're aiming for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that should be any hotel's goal anyways, right? Especially in on the level of hotels that make it onto your list, which is very impressive. As far as I understand, the jury is also secret, but as some people get exchanged and are not part of the jury anymore, you can maybe tell us who is part of the jury, who has been part of the jury in the past.
No, I'm afraid I can't. No, purses. No, the confidentiality, unfortunately, is exclusive. So we don't, even if they haven't been on the jury for years, we still wouldn't sort of publicize who has been a voter.
That's okay.
Not what you wanted to hear.
No, but that's totally fine. That speaks for you and the anonymity of the whole situation. Okay, but something you can talk to us about for sure is the different categories and how they differentiate.
So we have a lot of special awards as well as the 1 to 50 ranking as well. Mm-hmm. So those are designed to call out different exceptional aspects of a hotel. So for example, we have the Flor de Cagna Eco Hotel Award. So any hotel who is ranked can apply for that. Mm-hmm. We work with our independent adjudication agency called the Sustainable Restaurant Association, mm-hmm. independently looks at the submission from each hotel to ascertain what impact they've had around sustainability, around environmental impact, around holistic sustainability and wellness as part of their business. And then they, from that, we have a winner of that special award and the hotel is awarded on the night. We have a number of special awards. So they're all slightly different in how they're mm-hmm. either voted for or chosen. So for example, the One to Watch Award is awarded to a hotel that actually sits outside of the 1 to 50 ranking. Mm-hmm. And it is chosen by the 50 best team as a hotel that's a rising star and that we genuinely believe will break into that 1 to 50 ranking in the future.
Yeah.
So that was awarded to the Peninsula in Istanbul this year as well. So that was great. And then we have a variety of other awards. One that's really exciting is the Seven Rooms Icon Award. So mm-hmm. that is voted for by the 600 strong panel of global voters. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to name somebody in the industry that's had an enormously positive, inspirational, or just a profound impact on the world of hospitality. Mm-hmm. So this year's winner was Sonia Cheng of Rosewood Hotels and Resorts. So I don't think anyone could argue with the impact that Sonia Cheng has had, not only on Rosewood Hotels and Resorts, but also the surrounding hospitality industry. So She's over the course of her career, she's done an enormous amount to progress training and positive movement in staff, upward movement and ranking, but also just her efforts into really creating individualized and environmentally conscious spaces around the hotel world is really exceptional.
Very interesting. Yeah, I'm super happy that it's a woman who won the prize.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I believe the number of female-led hotels that were ranked doubled from 2023 to 2024.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really exciting. So it was actually Emily Goldfisher from, she's the founder of Hotelier.
Yeah.
That pointed that out, which is really great to see. So I think it leans into some trends we're seeing. And Marlene Poinder from the Carlyle in New York, iconic hotel. So she is their first MD, first female MD, I should say. Marlene is their first female MD, but she, as part of our 50 Best Talks Unpacked, which is our thought leadership series that we launched for the first time at this year's event, she pointed out that she feels as though women are definitely a little better represented now in senior management positions. Mm. And it seems as though management are managing to find ways of keeping truly talented people within it and catering to women's specific needs, coming back from maternity leave, for example. So we're really seeing sort of that shift in companies making that move to accommodate unique needs, which is great. And I think you can see that there's a lot of incredible female leaders that were mentioned as part of the rankings this year. I mean, you only have to look at Valentina De Santa from Passalacqua, which was number two this year, or there's Christina Snaith-Lenz of the Upper House, five. I mean, there's an awful lot of incredible talent in that space.
The award show just happened in September, and John Blanco and the beautiful Capella Bangkok won and are now the first of 50 best hotels in the world in 24. And if you guys who are listening care to hear about John Blanco and his team, we are going to launch a Smack episode in which Phil is having a little chat with John Blanco.
Amazing.
So feel free to check that out and tune in. But back to the ceremony.
Yeah.
I have spotted a red carpet. I've spotted photographers and lots of glitz and glam. What's your favorite part of the show?
I think it's before it all starts, and it's when the hoteliers in attendance arrive on the red carpet. They get given their red scarves, so they have something official to wear that shows them as a ranked hotel for that year. And then they come to the media wall and they have a beautiful picture on the media wall. And it's because I'm usually situated either by the red scarves or on the media wall before it all kicks off. And I think it's just watching teams come together and be incredibly proud having their photograph taken and how seriously they take it. Or sometimes not seriously they take it, but in a way that it's a really joyous moment to witness because it's real, it's happening, and it's just a chance for them all to celebrate before the nerve-wracking countdown starts. So that, I would say, is possibly one of my favorites.
Nice. And you really get people from all over the world coming to the award show. I mean, the nominees are from all over the world. So
it is a global awards, and we were delighted to have representation from every single hotel from the 1 to 50 list there on the night. So it was brilliant to see. And I think that's one of the biggest and most important parts of 50 Best, and what we really believe in is building those networks and those communities. There aren't that many spaces when all of those hoteliers might be in the same room all together at once. Obviously, there are conferences and travel fairs that happen around the world. And often with big chain brands, they will have their own get-togethers or meetups. But everybody from tiny boutique hotels all the way up to huge brand chains being in the room all together at once is fantastic. So I know that's something that we had a lot of feedback from the hoteliers about they really enjoy actually just seeing each other and spending time and getting to catch up. So it was really good to see.
Yeah. This is also something that John Blanco said, that it's really like a big family get together, and that it's nice for the hoteliers to connect, and that not necessarily for a community that is that widely spread around the world, that there's not a lot of opportunities where you can get together and in this mix.
Celebrate and just celebrate and hopefully learn from each other and speak to each other and make new networks. So really exciting.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendations? I mean, I guess you have seen quite a few of those events. Do you have any recommendations for somebody who's going for the first time? What to bring, what to pack? Is there a secret ingredient?
Oh, what to pack for one of our events? Gosh. Well, if you're like me, you're probably quite sensible and you'll travel with a full outfit in your hand luggage because you do not want to get caught short in wearing the same travel outfit for every single event that we might have. So that would be one that I would recommend. Tea bags. I always travel with tea bags just because you never know when you might not be able to get hold of a nice cup of tea. And I've just outed myself as incredibly English there, and I am very aware of it, but I will stand by it.
That is incredibly British.
I apologize. I don't think you really need anything else because we have fantastic food at our events. We have incredible activations by our wonderful sponsors as well. So plenty of cocktails and exciting things happening all over. So I would just say excitement to learn and a big old smile for the camera, which is always going to be following you around at some point.
Fantastic. Where can people follow the award? Those who are not quite as lucky as the nominees and the people invited.
Well, you should always follow you should sign up to our newsletter, one. You should follow our stories. You should also check out the stories tab on our website, which is packed with all of the latest news updates and features from not only our editorial team, but also across the globe from all of our contributing editors as well. And you should, of course, be following our social media channels. So you should definitely be following us on Instagram at 50best_hotels. And if you want to watch it live, we always live stream the entirety of our awards exactly as it's happening in the room to a global audience on our YouTube channel. So you should 100% check out at 50 Best Hotels on YouTube, and you can comment, join in on all the action and the fun and see it live.
Just like this, 20 minutes have passed. And I've got a little surprise question here in the surprise cookie jar.
I love that.
Emma.
Yes, I'm ready. I feel like I'm a mastermind. What? Tell me, what is it?
It's an easy one. It's relating to your superpower and your energy, obviously. Okay. What's your go-to snack to regain power?
Oh, that is a good one. I'm a consummate snacker, so I have to choose very carefully. It's like picking your favorite child. Oh my goodness. I'm going to say something that's slightly unpopular, but I'm going to go with it. I'm a big fan of Monster Munch crisps, beef Monster Munch, and sparkling water. I can survive anything.
Amazing. I'm going to try those. I'm going to try to get a hold of them over here in Berlin. And
everyone would agree with me, but that is something that I enjoy.
And then we're going to try this. I hope that works out fine. I will feed them to the entire office and see how the energy
level. I take no responsibility for other people's enjoyment of my snacks.
Emma, thank you very much for spending this break time with me and giving us some info about the world's 50 best hotels and the award show. If people have questions, they can find you on your LinkedIn and reach out to you otherwise on your social media channels. And thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.